I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and we're delighted again today to greet you with the gospel of Christ. Let me speak just a word of appreciation to those who attended our services on the Lord's Day. We're always happy when you come to the churches of Christ. I believe you'll find a warm welcome, and I believe more than a welcome, you'll find the gospel of Christ. Anytime you find the gospel of Christ, you find men and women who are interested in following the Great Commission and walking uprightly before the Lord. Seeking the souls of the lost is our mission, and we must do so with the only power that God has given us, that is the gospel of Christ. Paul said in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also unto the Greek. The question is, who shall be judged at the judgment? The first one said, only Christians, people of the church, shall be judged, because the people who have chosen not to follow the gospel have already been judged. The second said, everyone shall be judged, Christians and non-Christians. Please help me to make the right understanding of this thought. We're happy to have that question and certainly to address it in our studies throughout this week. This is an illustration of how we must, in all instances, try to coincide the Bible in all of the teaching which it gives instead of segregating one point from all the rest. We must compare the Scriptures in order that we may know all the truth about any subject. Indeed, we realize that many who find the plan of salvation, they find that belief is necessary to salvation, and then they say it's belief alone. But this is not the case. Repentance is also taught, confession is taught, and baptism is taught. Perhaps the first preacher here, who said because people who have not chosen to follow the gospel are already judged, had in his eye John 3, verses 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18, however, says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their works were evil. Now this tells us that we must, indeed, be obedient to the gospel of Christ, for it is the only power of God unto salvation. The word here does not simply imply ground or reason when he says, because they are condemned already. It does not imply that they who have not believed would be condemned simply because they did not believe, but the reason people are condemned is because of sin. Sin in their lives condemns, and everyone has sinned, Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The only remedy for sin is the gospel. And those who reject the gospel reject, of course, the only hope by which they can be saved. Here is a man in the water. This man drowns, not because he didn't reach to take the life ring that was offered to him, but because he was in the water. The life ring would have been the savior of that man, but he is drowned because he's in the water. Man is lost because he's in sin. We're glad that you're listening today. Certainly we're hopeful that all will hear the gospel and believe it with all of their hearts and accept it by being baptized into Christ. And then there will be no condemnation to them, Romans 8 and verse 1. Been a pleasure to be with you.